Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Few people better equipped to speak off after a Washington-Dallas game than Babe Laufenberg. Of course, Babe was drafted by Joe Gibbs in Washington. 8-year NFL vet.
Now, they had 3 stints here in Washington.
I know, man. A lot of them. Now close to 30 years doing Cowboys broadcasting. Babe joins us now. I assume he's made it back to Texas. Babe, what's up, man? How are you?
I am good. I have made it back to Texas. I fly in the charter, so that makes it nice, as you know.
Much
and
better.
I got to tell you, JP and B. Mitch, I got to tell you, I love the name of the show, Misery Monday. I mean, that's awesome.
Actually, that would have been our doing.
Today, though, it's accurate.
It is.
If they win, what does the show become?
Victory Monday.
Okay. We had a longtime radio guy here and longtime columnist, kind of an icon here in Dallas, a guy named Randy Galloway. You guys may not be familiar. Okay.
Yeah.
But he used to call it, he called his show on Monday, Overreaction Monday.
Well, that's every week.
If the Cowboys won, now this year's a little bit different, but then it's, you know, let's talk Super Bowl. And if they lost, of course, they need to fire everybody and they'll never win another game. So I love the Overreaction Monday, but I also love Misery Monday.
Yeah.
So, Babe, let's start here. Certainly an unexpected win for Dallas yesterday. Do you believe Washington kind of gave that thing away, or did Dallas go out and just earn a tough road win?
Well, I mean, I think you earn every win. I mean, either team would have earned it. They would have had to do something right to win the football game. But it's interesting every week, and you guys see it, you follow it. I'm sitting there doing the games, and I have to give a update, NFL update. Naturally, it's sponsored, you know, but we have to get, and I'll sit there, and I'm not seeing these games, right? But all of a sudden, I'm talking about Carolina and Kansas City are tied. Or the Raiders are beating Baltimore. And I'm just looking and going, whoa. And so it's funny. I mean, I know there are upsets. I know there are betting lines. But I just don't, you know, there really aren't any upsets anymore in the NFL. And again, I know Cowboys were, I think, 10 or 10.5 point underdogs. But, you know, it's just not college football where, you know, once upon a time when Alabama got off the bus, as long as the third bus didn't break down. The first two could break down. Alabama was still going to win the game. It's just not like that in the NFL.
Yeah, I just think it's different than any other game when you have rivals playing against each other, and especially division rivals. I think once you get that, you could throw the records out the window.
Yeah, and it's funny, though. You know, the NFL that we were in, B. Mitch, is kind of not the NFL of today with free agency and I mean, I think you guys, if I read it correctly, I think only 3 of your defensive starters were even on the team last year. I know Chan and all these guys. So there's not that buildup of playing each other twice a year, and you're a part of that twice a year for 5 years, and you kind of grow that hatred and for the other guys. But I do like this. I think you guys obviously are. You're on the right path. You got a great quarterback, young quarterback. I think Dan Quinn's a heck of a coach. And, I mean, I'm hoping this thing gets back to where it was, where both teams are good and these games are really big games. Of course, this year, the Cowboys aren't holding up their end of the bargain. In the last decade, it's been, you know, Washington.
Yep.
So I'm hoping, I really am hoping this thing gets back up and going because there's, you know, I know Baltimore, Pittsburgh now, and there's some great rivalries, but I don't think there's any better rivalry when both teams are good, than Dallas-Washington.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that.
Talking with Babe Laufenberg here. You can follow him on social media at Babe Laufenberg, Laufenberg. Babe, you are a quarterback in the NFL. You mentioned that you really like what you've seen from Jaden Daniels. What do you think of Daniels specific to yesterday and his performance this season?
It's interesting because I have watched quite a few of his games this year. Sometimes, obviously, again, when I'm doing the games on Sunday, but the Cowboys play every night or every day but Sunday. They play Sunday night. They play Monday. They play Thursday. They got Thanksgiving. So you end up being able to watch a little bit around the NFL. And, you know, I was impressed with him. Actually, if you want to go to at Babe Loffenberg, not that I need Twitter followers or whatnot, but I had posted my pre-draft analysis of Jaden Daniels. I was doing a video cast or whatnot. And, you know, I was just talking about how I liked him coming out, and he's done nothing to disprove that. And I do think this too, guys. I kind of think so many of these guys get ruined by they play him too early. You know, they sign him. The minute they draft him, they're the starter.
Mm-hmm.
And you see kind of what's happening a little bit. Now, Baker Mayfield was in a different situation, although not really, than Sam Darnold. They were both at horrible organizations, losing organizations that just they figure out ways to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the resurgence in Baker Mayfield's career now in Tampa. We see what Sam Darnold's doing in Minnesota. So my fear is always you play these guys too early. They're not ready. Their confidence gets shot. The team's confidence in them gets shot. Management's confidence in them gets shot. The fans' confidence in them gets shot. And they just never recover.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Jaden Daniels, though, I guess to step in and do what he's done as a rookie is pretty remarkable. And I do hate – I don't know how badly those ribs are hurting him. I think, I mean, I separated cartilage from my ribs, and it was the most painful, kind of debilitating thing, and it lasted 3 months after the season ended.
Damn.
So I don't know what he's dealing with there in terms of giving a little benefit of the doubt. He missed a few throws yesterday. They didn't run him as much as I think I would have run him, but again, I don't know his medical condition where he just didn't want to expose him to any more hits. But obviously when they did run him, he was effective, got the touchdown, got a big first down on third down, and that's what makes him, as you guys well know, so difficult. Not only is he a thrower, but he's a great runner.
Look, you've covered this game a long time. You've seen quarterbacks come in, quarterbacks that are mobile guys that are not. Don't you have to get to a point where you allow them to play their game? You tell them to protect themselves, but play their game, because I know we hang on week to week, and we always appear, everybody was saying he shouldn't run. Then when he wasn't running, everybody say he should run. You know?
Well, I look at Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson, excuse me.
Sure.
And he just – I don't care if he's 240.
He was putting that thing on people yesterday.
Oh, but he's just so physical. He's so big and all that. But you're going to get beat up.
Yeah.
If you run the ball, you're going to get beat up if you're a quarterback. The other thing is people don't kind of understand – but quarterbacks' pads, their shoulder pads, they're not built for running. They're built for throwing, meaning very light. And yet you're not bulked up the way a running back is, or really any other position is. I guess wide receiver would be different. But so, you know, when a running back carries the ball and gets hit, it's different, the impact that he could absorb with those bigger pads. And, it's catch 22. You want to see the guy run, and then if he gets hurt running, you say, gosh, why did we run him? So, again, I think the best thing about Jaden Daniels is he can beat you with his arm, he can beat you with his legs. And I see a lot of Lamar Jackson in him. I know that's not a novel thing, but, I look at Lamar and I look at Jaden Daniels, and Lamar's probably a little bit faster, but both kind of those same guys that are elusive, they're smart, they handle the football well. It's funny, very quickly, guys, I had a conversation with Doug Williams, who was an old teammate in Washington, and just loved Doug. But I asked him about Jaden, because I see what's on, obviously, TV, I look at film, blah, blah, blah. I don't know about the guy. And Doug could not have been more complimentary of Jaden Daniels. First guy in the building, last guy to leave. I mean, it's everything you're looking for in your quarterback and your leader.
Yeah, throughout, even going back to OTAs and training camp, that's what stood out to me about Jaden, was the human, even before he threw an NFL pass. We're talking with Babe Loffenberg here, and Babe's down in Dallas, obviously. So the Cowboys, we had a couple folks on last week to cover the Cowboys, and the sky was absolutely falling.
Oh, yes.
How much of that is staved off, perhaps, by a win in Week 12 against a rival?
Well, it's so funny because you would think Cowboy fans would be happy, right? I mean, hey, we beat our rival. We beat Washington. We won a game we really weren't supposed to win. And everybody is worried that
they
now,
pissed off that they messed up the draft pick.
Draft pick, yes. And so I'm like, you can't have it both ways, you know?
Right.
It's like, I'm not a big fan, quite honestly, of, you know, I'm going to say tanking. I think you can do it in the NBA. Obviously, teams have done it. But in the NFL, if you get tanked, you're getting hurt, physically hurt. I mean, if you sit there and say, I'm not going to give effort. But the other thing is, people don't understand. The higher the draft pick, the better the chance they're going to draft a guy to take your job.
Right.
Right? So yeah. I'd be playing my rear end off. So we got, you know, we were down the list on draft picks, and they couldn't get a guy, right?
Yeah. Totally. It's going to be fascinating to watch this. And kind of bringing it back to Washington and a guy you got to know in his three seasons with the Cowboys and Dan Quinn. A lot of talk was about Dan Quinn and Joe Witt knowing this Cowboys offense and defense and kind of what they like to do. But I think yesterday, I don't think anybody really played well in the first half, either side. I think Dallas tried to give the game away and Washington refused it. But in the second half, I thought Dallas played pretty well at times. What did that show about the job Mike McCarthy's doing? And what did that maybe show about what they wanted to show Dan Quinn?
I think Mike McCarthy is a good, solid NFL coach. They have been so depleted here. They were playing without Micah Parsons for 5 weeks. Tank Lawrence has been out for 8 weeks. You're not just talking about players. You're talking about their best players.
Right.
Obviously, they were missing their tight end yesterday. They're missing both guards. The left guard, Tyler Smith, he's a Pro Bowler. He's going to be a great player for 10 years. The right guard, you know, Zach Martin, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. So you come out there and you're just depleted. Deron Bland, their corner, who led the NFL in interceptions last year with 9, had 5 interception returns for touchdowns, set an NFL record. Yesterday was the first game he played all year. He hurt his foot in training camp. So they've just, and obviously Trayvon Diggs was out yesterday. So it's been, you know, there are just those years where a team is just going to get beset with injuries. And the Cowboys, you know, the NFL decided the Cowboys were going to be that team this year.
Yeah. I mean, the Cowboys did get a lot of them. Bringing it back to Washington, I'm guessing maybe this is a guy you know from his days, even going all the way back to Lubbock in Cliff Kingsbury. A lot of talk here about how Cliff's teams at Arizona had kind of...
I know where you're going.
So please, fire away.
Well, no, but sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Finish it up for those who don't know where you're going.
Yeah, no, just what do you think of the theory that Cliff's offenses fall back in the second half?
I would say there is some validity to it, other than the fact that teams study you all off season. And so how do you perform well, or how does your offense perform well
early
in the first 8, 10, 12 games?
Yeah.
And then go into a slide and then perform well again. It's one thing if you think you've figured somebody out, either offensively or defensively. You know, Vic Fangio does a great job in Philly, and I know you guys had him 2 weeks ago, and Terry McLaurin catches one ball for 10 yards. And I mean, I think he does a great job, and you better study him, and you better figure out how to attack his defense. So teams do that, obviously, in the offseason. You know who you're going to play. They knew they had Cliff Kingsbury. They had him Arizona 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in the short answer to your question is I'm not really a believer that you get to the end of the season and teams have figured out your offense. And again, if it carries into the next year and the year after, well, your offense stinks. But I don't know how you, again, perform well for 8, 10, 12 weeks, and then suddenly you take a dip.
Yeah, could it be like once you start to see people figuring things out, you just refuse to change a little bit? Because I know with Coach Gibbs, I would tell them, Coach Gibbs practiced what they were going to go to. So it wasn't like we didn't understand what we're going to do as an audible. We knew what we
–
because
right.
He would tell you, if they stop this, we're going to go to this. And he would practice it. I don't know how many coaches just like the – a lot of younger coaches that I hear, they don't like – they like their schemes. They like their schemes. They don't leave it.
Yeah, and it's always a – I think that's always a fine line between just flipping and, hey, you're watching another team's you're watching another team and you go, oh, I'm going to incorporate that play. Uh-huh. Oh, I like that play. Now, all of a sudden, your offense isn't really your offense anymore. I think you have to have something that you believe in, whatever that is, whatever your belief is. You know, everybody, as you know, everybody does it different. Mm-hmm. San Francisco, that offense is different than what Stefanski does in Cleveland, even though it's kind of similar. You know, it's that zone run scheme. And so everybody kind of just, they just do it differently. But they do what they believe in. And I think that's the most important thing. You can't come into your team each week and say, hey, I know last week we talked about this, but this week we're going to flip it. We're going to do all this stuff. At some point, you got to be good at what you do. And I've always said, too, I think the best offenses through the years, I don't want to say they've been simple, but they kind of are simple. They're really good at what they do. Defenses, again, you know, you watch Seattle defense back when they were raging, right?
Mm-hmm.
They played cover three, and they played cover one. Mm-hmm. I mean, they played two coverages throughout the game, and they were just so good at it. They didn't need to disguise it. They didn't need to do a whole bunch of stuff with it. They just said, hey, this is who we are. This is what we're good at. And and when you do something over and over and over, as we well know, you get better at it, right? And nobody was better than that. Baltimore was the same way with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. I mean, you kind of knew what you were getting. You just couldn't beat it.
Yeah.
Babe, last question for me. We're talking with Babe Laufenberg, played in Washington, played in Dallas, part of the Cowboys broadcast for many years. You watched them yesterday in person. Are the Commanders a playoff team?
Can I be on your show again after week 17?
Sure. You can come on whenever you want.
Listen, I like to be right, and then I can say, hey, remember when I told you? You'd say, you never said that. You know, they're certainly contending. You know, they're certainly contending. You know, they've got the makings, to me, of a playoff team, right? They got a great quarterback who's only going to get better as the season goes on, provided, again, he heals up a little bit. To me, they've got a really good head coach, a guy that's been there, has taken a team to a Super Bowl. I think they've got the pieces in place to be a playoff team, and I do think they're only going to get better. As you guys well know, this, you got so many new players in there this year that once they get a year in the defensive system and the offensive system, and the coaches learn more about the players as the season goes on, you know, I think they're going to be a handful for a number of years to come.
Hey, Babe, thanks very much for the time.
Appreciate
you, Dave. Really appreciate
it. Babe.
Okay, always good talking to you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, dude. Babe Laufenberg from Dallas. A lot of great information. Give him a follow at Babe Laufenberg, LaufenBerg. Fascinating to think about this as, are they a playoff team? Because I think you could come up with some reasons to support either side on that. Also interesting where people are landing on Cliff Kingsbury. I want to have a discussion. Is there more concern about Cliff or Jaden? To me, I think that there isn't a lot of concern about either, but there's one very clear answer to me. Here's where something else is very clear for me. The high tomorrow is going to be 60 degrees. By the time we get to Sunday, the high is 38 and it might snow. The weather is crazy this time of year. It's almost December. We're going to get warm. We're going to get cold, especially warm in the daytime, chilly at night, and you know what that means. It's time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. Yep, only $99. An expert, Crop Metcalf five-star tech, will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. Do what I did. Call today for peace of mind no matter what tomorrow's weather brings. I had Crop at the house last week, 10 days ago. They set up. Those guys do tremendous work, and the sink in my daughter's bathroom is working again. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. And remember, Landfill, Crop Metcalf is the one with five stars.